Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. Scott Kegley here with quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Colin, congratulations. You just signed a six-year extension. Going to be here through 2020.
Very excited about it. Very grateful to be a part of this team and that this organization has confidence in me to sign me through that long.
And I know there'd been a lot of talk, a lot of anticipation for this contract. Just relief, weight off your shoulders to get this done going into the season?
I don't think it was something I ever worried about. Completely let my agents handle that kind of stuff, but very happy that it's something we got done this early, so it's not something we have to worry about or deal with at a later time.
Now, I have to ask you, too, because you did sign with the quill pen, which has become a trend here at 49ers headquarters, and you had some issues with it. It might not be functional going forward.
I don't know if I could take full blame for the possibility of breaking it, but did have a good workout in this morning, so that might contribute to
it. A little heavy-handed. You had some ideas, too, where we should go next. I mean, we started with the feather pen. If it was up to you, where would we go next here?
Well, I think you slowly have to upgrade, so whether you go to an ostrich feather or a peacock feather eventually, you have to add a little flash to it.
You're an innovator. I appreciate that. And now on the field, what gets you excited about this season and obviously so many talented pieces around you? It's got to be exciting knowing that you're going to be able to work with these guys for six more years now.
That's what I'm excited about, is the players that we have on this team and offensively the weapons we have, from Stevie to Crab to Anquan, B. Lloyd, Vernon, Vance. I mean, we have so many weapons that we can really move around. And, I mean, that's not even to mention Quentin, Ellington, who are young guys that are coming through still. I think we have a lot of pieces that we can put a lot of different places, and as a quarterback, you love to see that.
And you're still a very young guy. You feel like you're still scratching the surface of what really you can do and improve and accomplish?
Yeah, it's something I feel like I can get better every year. And, I mean, from my first year to last year to going into this year, I think there's growth. And I think if I can continue to do that, hopefully I can have a huge impact in this league and hopefully win, if not at least one, a couple of rings.
And you've played in some enormous games, really, not just the last couple of years, but in 49ers history, really, some great football games, Super Bowl, NFC Championship games, the pick at the stick, too, coming back and sending Candlestick out in style. How have all those experiences really molded you and maybe driven you, not only just to get better next year, but really see this thing through?
Well, I think not finishing the seasons the way we've wanted to is something that always motivates you. When you don't finish as number one, you're always going to have that extra motivation to come back and be better. But I think it also gives you motivation of, you know what those experiences are like. You've been there before. You've been in those positions. So moving forward, you know how to deal with them. You know how to manage them. And you don't have that second guessing when you walk into a situation you haven't been in.
And you touched on a little bit of the talent, especially the guys that you have at wide receiver, and Stevie Johnson joining an already talented fold. What's it been like now that you've had a few weeks to work with them on the field?
It's been amazing. I mean, having Stevie and Brandon out there, two veteran guys that have proven they can make plays in this league and be very successful, you can see why when they come out to practice. They're very disciplined. They come out, they work hard. They're finishing downfield trying to get blocks on plays they aren't getting the ball. And I think the work ethic they have is rubbing off on other players, and it's going to make us better as a whole.
All right, now I want to have a little fun to close out this interview. We talked about the receivers and their guys. You know, it's big, the quarterback, wide receiver chemistry. So I want to see how well you know these guys. Out of all your receivers, who would you say is the messiest out of all of them?
The messiest? I'll probably have to go with Chuck.
Chuck Jacobs.
Chuck Jacobs. I think everybody else is pretty clean, so I think he has to be the bottom of the totem pole on that.
Who's the biggest jokester, best sense of humor?
It's very subtle, but it's probably Crab. Crab is he has his little slick remarks. He'll slide things in there, and if you're not paying attention, you won't catch them. But if you are, you're going to get a good laugh.
Best dressed?
That depends on your style, but I think Stevie J has a little swag to him. Little edge about him that I think everyone notices.
Okay, now I don't want you to throw somebody under the bus, but maybe who's the worst dressed out of all of them?
I'm gonna go at Quentin with that one. I mean, he's still a young cat, so we got time to get him out of the college phase, but we'll get him right.
All right, that's awesome. And Cap, one last thing, order of business. You just signed your contract. First thing that you'll sign after that is gonna be this hat. We're gonna give this away on Twitter. If you wanna sign that for us.
Awesome.
You need to tell fans that they can win this hat.
Make that announcement today.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Cap, and congrats.
Appreciate it.